Morning, sir. Are you confident?
A nuclear deal with Iran is too important for Congress to be silent, according to Republican Senator Bob Corker.
I know there are a lot of details that will be worked out over the next several months, and that's why, on behalf of the American people, Congress needs to be playing a role.
Corker wants to freeze any Iran sanctions relief for 60 days, giving lawmakers time to approve or reject a final accord. He notes that Congress passed those sanctions to begin with.
Everyone would say that the congressionally mandated sanctions are what helped in a strong way get Iran to the table.
The White House has threatened a veto. Spokesman Josh Earnest.
We do not believe that Congress should be in a position where they are going to vote on legislation prior to June that could interfere with the talks. And we would not envision a scenario where we would go along with any sort of congressional action that would undermine the president's authority.
But some Democrats are joining Republicans in calling for a vote on the deal. Charles Schumer, expected to be the Senate's next Democratic leader, is among them. If enough Democrats side with Schumer, Congress could override a presidential veto and block sanctions relief demanded by Tehran.
The Republican-controlled Senate and House has no appetite to lift sanctions against Iran.
National security analyst Ken Sofer says President Obama can suspend sanctions on his own, but eliminating them would require an act of Congress. He says lawmakers have a role to play in an Iran deal, but not the one being debated.
Their role isn't at the negotiating table trying to work out the exact details of the agreement. It's in the enforcement of the agreement. And I think that's where Congress can play a very valuable role, not by voting up or down the agreement, but by making sure that Iran is sticking by its commitments.
Senator Corker dismisses suggestions that robust congressional involvement will kill a deal. Sofer says Mr. Obama has work to do.
This is the most complex negotiations we've ever seen. It's not only the negotiations between Iran and the P5 plus one, it's negotiations within the P5 plus one, and then negotiations within the United States, as well as negotiations within Iran. And trying to satisfy all those constituencies to get to an agreement that works for everyone and removes one of the most critical threats to U.S. security off the table, I mean, that's a very difficult task.
Action is expected soon. Corker's bill could be approved by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee next week. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
We are working towards the same end, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on that and what may occur after March 24th. In the event there isn't an agreement with Iran over the nuclear program, how will that affect how the Shia militia that are very in close proximity to our own